This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Beloved Bananimals, we are back with another beautiful Bananas Minisode. These are your stories that you sent us. We read them. We tell stories. We love them. That's Kurt Brown-Oler.
Hello, that's Scotty Landis.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? Do you want to announce any stand-up or anything right at the top of the show?
Oh,
I don't
hell
mind.
Yeah,
I don't mind.
I'm going to tell you this. Ladies and gentlemen and non-binary folks, you can see me August 5th, August 6th, and August 7th. I'm playing in a row Lafayette, Louisiana, Houston, Texas, and Bryan, Texas, which I've done some research is College Station.
Okay.
So that makes a lot more sense when I just saw Bryan, Texas.
Are you saying Bryant with a T
Bryant,
or Bryant?
Yes,
okay, because Kurt hates the name Bryan, and I don't think we're going to lose a lot of Bananas. Kurt,
no, actually, I think it's Bryan, Texas. I don't know. It's College Station, regardless. Where A&M is, right?
Oh, okay.
That's where College Station
Texas
is.
Texas A&M?
Yeah.
Sure.
And then, of course, we're talking October 23rd in Hamden, Connecticut at the Space Ballroom.
That's going to be so fun. Everybody go, fill it up, bring all your banana shit, say hey to Kurt, laugh
yeah.
loud. The grand reopening is happening. You can be a part of it. We were stuck inside. Go out there.
And then
have a laugh.
I think we're going to start planning our Bananas tour.
Yeah.
Probably the winter time, right? I think the winter time's a nice time.
I think that'll be perfect timing. Let's go all out. We're going to hit some big cities and maybe some small, cool theaters and not so big cities. Let's just go have the best time of our gosh dang lives.
Hell yeah.
I got lots of good stories. You want me to kick one off for you?
Please do.
So, and also, Bananimals, keep sending your great stories. We love hearing them. Even if we don't use it, don't take it personally. We just have to do different types of stories. We try to keep a variety. Heinz had 57 flavors of pickles. That's why it's Heinz 57. A lot of people don't know that. Psych. Okay. Bound to Ramble. That is true. Bound to Ramble 88 sent this in. Thanks you so much, Bound to Ramble. Late Night Banana here. Good start to any story,
like
honestly.
It. I like that.
Yeah, that's a good way, like wedding toast. Hey, guys, late night
banana here.
Like, this guy's a wild card. I had a friend who was constantly going on about this amazing party trick he had.
Okay.
For over a year, every single time we saw him at a social gathering, he insisted he had the, quote, greatest party trick ever.
Wow.
Also, Bound to Ramble, this is how you start. This is enticing.
Yeah.
You're seducing
I'm in.
Us.
I'm in.
Yes, Kurt wants to know. We all want to know. He insisted he had the, quote, the greatest party trick ever, and, quote, I got this trick, but it's just not ready yet, he would say, whenever we wanted him to do it. After all that time, we started shrugging it off as like a bad bit. As much as we loved him, after over a year of teasing this trick at parties, the day finally came.
Uh-huh.
He stood and said, guys, you know that trick I've been working on? I mean, that's also funny because he brought it up in the first place,
yes.
Repeatedly teased it.
Yeah.
That's
I love this. Also, what I like about it is that it suggests a tight-knit group of friends that hang out enough so that they're like on to each other's shit, you know? And I really appreciate that where it's just it's like Chris has been talking about this for about 5 years now.
Yes.
All of a sudden, one day he stands up and says he's going to do it.
Yes.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
I know you're a little better about that than I am. You have more long-term, you have more childhood and high school and college friends that have carried on. Most of my friends I met more in New York and LA. Like, I make new friends as I go a lot. Yeah. But and also because we move a lot and you're traveling, like we have a core group of friends, but don't you feel like you have like five circles of friends out here and only sometimes you get them all together?
Yes.
You're right. This group of friends seems like this guy's bringing it up 52 weekends a year. Hopefully at the melting pot. Guys, you know that trick I've been working on, he asked. Yes, it's been over a year. We know. What is this trick that you won't ever shut up about and never do? He says, quote, "It is ready." He says,
It's a good writer.
He is.
Yeah.
He stands with the biggest grin around a campfire. The crowd gathers. He pulls down his pants, revealing an incredible pubic bush. And before anyone can react, he lights his pubic hair on fire, the whole big bush, then dances around like a crab, comedically trying to pat it out while chanting, quote, "Hot, hot, 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 hot." That was the whole trick. It took a year because he did it once by himself and needed to regrow all of his pubes. Oh, worth the wait.
Oh, like a crab. So I'm imagining bent knees in a little bit of a squat,
and then
sidestepping, and with both hands kind of clamping.
And then Bound to Ramble 88 just says, "That's the end. Good night." So thank you. I hope you drunkenly sent this and don't mind us using it because it is so damn funny. That your friend is a legend. That story's going to live on with this friend group forever.
Oh, man. I thought it was going to be a fart lighting story. I really did.
Yep. He went front.
Truly so much better.
It is.
And
this
surprising that it doesn't hurt. Surprising that it doesn't hurt. Probably a little bit of pain there.
There's certain people that just don't mind getting naked in front of their friends. Like,
I used to be that guy.
Yeah, I've seen your stuff. I saw you. I think I saw your testicles for the first time. You were playing the Baywatch pinball game at Otto Shrunken Head, and you go, "Hey, Scotty, watch this." And you want, like, you pulled back the thing to shoot the pinball up, and your nuts were just sitting on the pinball machine. And I was like, I'm going to like this guy. This guy and I are going to be friends for the long haul. I can tell.
That's such a... I don't remember. So many people have told me stories about the times they've seen my testicles, and every single one is a surprise to me. Everyone is always like, "Oh, wow, I did that. Oh, okay."
Yes.
It's always after many drinks.
That's right. And it's been a decade.
Shrunken Head. Oh, man. Remember
it
that
was
place.
A good night. I was at this college party. We had. At UMass, I was never into Greek life. You were never into Greek life.
No.
We aren't huge proponents of Greek life. Like, hey, make friends, get in where you fit in. Some of them are charitable. Some of them are probably pretty cool.
I mean, I think the main problem with it is it locks you into a group. You know, I mean, like, I think you should be, especially at that age, you should be able to, like, kind of flit from group to group and see, go with the artsy kids, then go with the drug kids, then go with the jocks for a little while, then go with the theater kids, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a little different flavor in your life, coming from somebody who dated the same person for 13 years, 18 to 31. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that either. That's worse than being in a fraternity.
I know. But I was in a fraternity of one person for 13 years.
A lot of bullying. There was a lot of hazing, too.
I was hazing myself over and over and over again for it.
Oh, man. So my good buddy Skip was a couple grades up from us. He was an upperclassman. So he had a house, and it was on the most direct road from UMass's campus and dorms and sort of the party area, which is Southwest. It's where all the freshmen are. It's wild. And then frat row, and sort of sorority row, but really frat row. So on any given Thursday, Friday night, Saturday night, just parades of women in halter tops and black pants walking towards frat row, being cold. So we started our own fraternity in Skip's house called Alpha Beta Lupa.
Mm-hmm.
Our rules were just fun-loving, guys, girls, everybody's invited, and we would we would get in trash cans and cover ourselves in leaves and then signal each other and jump out when the people were walking to frat row, scare the hell out of them. But the best thing we would do is we figured out that if we stood on his porch, and we, I mean, we're talking hundreds of kids would walk by on any given night.
Wow.
We found this big wig, like a grandma wig, big curls. We would tie it to a fishing line onto a full-size bay fishing rod and then reel it across the street whenever a new group of people came. And they would scream and run so fast. I actually think we saved lives. I think some people just were like, nope, frat row's not for me. And then we would cheer Alpha Beta Lupa.
So it looked like... It looked like an animal of some sort, or it looked like a head was
Dark
coming
Street,
towards them? Dark
Street. Looked like an animal. Okay. Yes, like just a giant bush of an animal just charging across, and then a bunch of drunk Boston kids screaming Alpha Beta Lupa.
I love that, because I just saw Bob Baker's Marionette Theater, and that is Marionette. What you're doing is Marionette, baby.
It was a puppet show for the people. Before you go up there and make huge mistakes that are going to ruin the rest of your life, here comes a wig between your legs at 30 miles an hour. So one of the parties we skipped through was called a dumb hat party.
A dumb hat, okay.
So don't wear a hat, basically. So pots and pans and boxes, shoe boxes, whatever you tie a shoe to your head with a shoelace. Uh-huh. So there's about 30 of us hanging out, getting drunk. Everybody's getting high and drunk. And this one guy that I didn't know at all just strolls out of the house wearing a World War II helmet, completely naked, holding a cigarette. And he goes, and at the time Mitt Romney was governor, uh-huh. He goes, "Hey, Mitt Romney, I smoke cigarettes." And then he made... he smoked a cigarette with his penis. I can't explain this other than he pulled the lit cigarette. He like did a thing with it, moved the cigarette away, and then a little bit of smoke came out. And you really saw an Alpha Beta Lupa, because it was like an open party. You didn't have to. It was just whoever was wanted. Also, some of the wig people and trash can people that screamed came and joined our party. You could tell who the party animals were and who the stiffs were, because I'm laughing, loving it. People are walking off the deck and the porch very quickly, leaving the party at that moment. And Skip sensing the turmoil between like, hey, this is a naked guy wearing a World War II helmet, smoking a cigarette with his ding dong. He goes, Sergeant Major. And the guy just turns at attention. I mean, who knows? And he goes, "Drop and give me 20. And the guy just gets down, starts doing naked push-ups. And then we're like, "Who is this guy?" He's like, "I know this guy from back home in New Bedford, but I don't know why he's naked right now." And then later on, it was like, actually, when he gets drunk, he does this a lot. We've gotten in fights in Boston bars. Oh, man. Alpha
Beta
Lupa.
The line, "Hey, Mitt Romney, I smoke cigarettes.
He like stretched, "Hey, Mitt Romney, I smoke cigarettes." And then puffed it with his ding dong and then had to do push-ups as punishment. So if anybody listening here is a Minuteman, a UMass Minuteman or Minutewoman, and you know that walk, you can bring back Alpha Beta Lupa. Be nice to everybody, party, no bullying, and just scare the hell out of people in a very fun way, and you're in.
Oh, that is so, so, so funny. I love that.
You're a charter member. You're an honorary member of Alpha Beta Lupa.
Oh, I love it so much. God damn it. I remember, it reminds me of this one thing, and I won't mention the performer, because this was early days UCB.
Yeah.
And there was a thing called, I don't even know what the show, I think it was called The Offensive Show.
It was. I remember those shows.
It was called The Offensive Show.
Yes.
And a friend of mine would do a thing, and it was like, the point was just to be as offensive as possible.
Right.
And it was like from like midnight to 2 a.m., everyone's wasted. And this is like 2000.
Yeah.
But the bit was, he came out with tap shoes on, totally nude,
okay.
And a little Hitler mustache.
Oh, no.
And then would tap dance,
mm-hmm.
And then piss into a jar, and then chug, then drink the whole of it, and then tap dance off the stage to silence.
My gosh.
It was the craziest. I'm still friends with him. He's a wonderful man.
I've seen him do so. I know who you're talking about. I won't say it either, because I went to two of those. Also, when you move to New York as a young person, you want to see those shows.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
You're just like, this is why I came to New York City.
Absolutely. Yeah. I remember seeing him do something similar. And, you know, it's not like you're not yucked out and gross to the max, but you just go like, now I've seen it. Like,
This is great. I can retire. There was things like that. Like, there was a group of people who would put on these warehouse parties around like 99 and 2000 in Brooklyn.
Cool.
And one of the ones, it was Madagascar Institute created this thing, which was a, oh, it was a, what's the one, that little children's game that it's like, bam, bam, boom, and it's the different colors. And then you have
Simon.
To Simon Says. So it was a Simon Says, mm-hmm. but it was giant. And there was it was essentially a bunch of, it was a big square that you would get
cool.
into the middle of it. And then there was four pillars on either side of you.
Yeah.
And then there was a button, the colored button on each pillar. And then it would start. And each of them was like a different, the pillars were different heights.
Yes.
And they were flamethrowers that pointed upwards.
No.
Yes. So they would start it and it would go like, boom, and it would be like a tone and a ball of flame would shoot up inside.
Amazing.
A fucking big warehouse, and then you would have to hit the button.
Amazing.
And then it would go, fwomp, fwomp, and it's like literally in front of you and behind you, and you'd have to hit it. I think I once got up to 10. So it was like, fwomp, 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 fwomp.
That is so fun.
It was the, it was, I was just like, this is living!
Yes. Yeah, that's amazing.
Time.
That's incredible. Brooklyn really had some of that sweet stuff. You and I went to, this is a super quick anecdote, but
yeah.
Remember that art installation that was next to the Gowanus Yacht Club where you could drink bottled beer and they had built a plexiglass giant cube and then you could go up the stairs and throw the beer bottle at your friend so it would break in front of them? It was a recycling.
No, I don't remember.
You were there,
so
but
great.
You might have been Hammertown.
Yeah.
But it was basically, if you can imagine, a two-story glass, or plexiglass cube, and then on one end at the top, there was an elevated deck with a cutout, a rectangular cutout that was big
so
enough
smart.
To throw. And then you could be like, Scotty, go stand at the other end. And then you would go stand at the standing platform, and then you could gun your beer at me, but between us is one level of this thick plexiglass, like hockey glass.
Yeah.
And it would explode. And the idea was like we're encouraging people to recycle their beers. So all of us are buying so many beers just because it's fun to throw bottles at people without anybody getting hurt.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm like, every good city, New Orleans, Austin, Oregon, Portland, they all have that kind of like crazy stuff.
Yeah.
God, it's the best.
It's the reason you move to a big city. Yeah. Are you ready for another story, Scotty?
Hit me with a Bananimal submitted story.
All right.
Please.
This is from Christina Michella.
Great name.
On Instagram, Bella and Ennui. For a couple of years, I worked for a very large and recognized corporate chain of thrift stores. Because there's such a problem with shoplifting, drug use, and other strange goings-on, we would write incident reports and attach photos that were sent around to all the Portland area stores to recognize and turn away the perps if they went to another store.
Okay.
You would be shocked to read some of the things that go down in thrift stores. Sometimes frightening, sometimes hilarious, often both. One day, I'm scanning through the incident reports and my jaw hit the floor when I see a report of a man. I don't even want to say this part. Okay. The man, so she like kind of, I'm going to skip this next line to not spoil anything. Okay. The man loaded up his arms with merchandise and attempted to exit when he was confronted by the security guard. The man proceeded to produce a dead raccoon from underneath his clothes and swung it like a baseball bat and hit the security guard who was showered with maggots.
Oh!
Yes, the man then ran out with the stuff and the guard doubled over and vomited in the vestibule, of course.
I would have too.
That guy quit the next day, understandably.
Yes.
So he had hit it in his jacket. And the best part is, Scotty.
Yeah.
There's a photo.
Oh, my
God. The security camera has the photo. I'll try and show it to you. Of the raccoon in mid-swing. It's from 2017.
I'm riveted.
Look at that.
It really... Okay. That is that. That is certainly that.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And I know I talked about this maybe once on the podcast before, but it reminds me of, did I talk to you guys about the dead turkey? This was
maybe.
a buddy of mine.
Yes.
Didn't have any sense of smell. And he worked as a park ranger.
Yes.
And so one day, my other friend worked with him.
Oh, boy.
But he didn't have a sense of smell. He shot a firework up his nose when he was a kid, didn't have any sense of smell.
Things happen.
And And so all day, as a gag, he had been driving the park ranger truck around with a dead turkey that he found on the side of the road strapped in and, like, buckled into the seat next to him.
Oh, boy.
But he couldn't smell it. He had no idea. He was just, like, waiting. You know, it was like the long con of a good bit, waiting for someone to open the door and, like, see his little friend strapped in next to him.
Oh, my gosh.
And my friend Rue, like, finally, after, like, hours that this guy's been driving around with this dead turkey next to him, opens the door, and the whole cab smells so bad, and he has no idea. He was just, like, waiting for this fucking bit of this
pretty funny, right? Just
it was, like,
punched
open
in the
door,
face.
He vomited, and then it was like, oh, right, it smells bad. Oh, okay.
No. God, that is wild. Well, both, I hope both animals in the story died of natural causes of
yes,
old
exactly,
age in their sleep. That is insane, and there's nothing better than the bit that you just have to wait so long,
yes.
And the payoff isn't that great.
My
I mean,
son,
those are my favorite bits.
That my son knows how to do it now. He now just stands. He closes himself into the cupboard and then just waits, and all I can see is, like, I the other day I was, like, panicked, and I was, like, looking around, couldn't find
him.
Sure,
he's a little guy.
And then I just see two little sneakers sticking out from inside the cupboard, and then I open the door, and he was like, ah!
Oh,
like,
he was just doing a
just
little,
waiting.
Just a little
waiting.
Prank, a little dad prank. Oh, yeah. That is the best.
Guys, keep sending us in your banana stories. We love talking about them. We love hearing about them. And go get, if you're not, if you haven't, if you listen, if you're listening to Minisodes and you haven't gone on and just given us a little review on Apple Podcasts, we would really, really appreciate it.
It makes a big deal. And check out our new merch on PodSwag. You can go to PodSwag. You can just PodSwag, search for bananas, all our stuff come up. We got stickers. We got new water bottles. We got our hoodies back in stock. We're soon to have Best in the Business t-shirts. They're not out quite yet, but very soon. We got the design locked in, so... Thank you for being beautiful bananables. Be very nice to each other. Try to insert some absurdity into your week this week in a good and fun way. Curdy.
Banana.
Bananas. This has been an Exactly Right production.
Produced and engineered by Katie Levine.
Theme music by Kahan.
And all of our artwork is done by Travis Millard.
You can follow us on Instagram at The Bananas Podcast, where we post stories every day and things that we don't cover on the podcast.
Listen, subscribe, and please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast.
And if you're interested in advertising on Bananas, please email us at TheBananasPodcast@gmail.com. That's TheBananasPodcast@gmail.com.